This podcast is a personal essay by Cynthia Wall. It's no secret how to invite the law of attraction to work its magic for you.
Hello, I'm Cynthia Wall, the author of The Courage to Trust. I've been a therapist for nearly 30 years and witness daily how the power of thought can create a future with purpose and pleasure. My greatest joy is to help people realize that nothing can stop them from having the lives they want. The first big step in this process is to believe they have the natural ability to attract the good things they long for and to reject what they no longer will accept. The excitement generated by Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, both book and DVD, is a strong reminder of a long-known truth. When you create positive images of what you want and imagine the joy these changes will bring, you increase the odds of receiving it. This is the power of the law of attraction. The idea is easy to grasp. However, the techniques to engage this process require guidance and support. This is because we have all been discouraged from childhood with cautions like, "Don't ask for too much, be careful what you ask for, and you are not the center of the universe." Perhaps the most potent teaching of The Secret is that you are the center of your own universe. Your first job in moving toward positive thinking is to feel the doubts and fears that currently limit your ability to be as optimistic as you would like to be. Then you can ask not only for what will bring you joy, but also share your happiness with others. A casual viewing or reading of The Secret might cause some to judge those who are suffering as not thinking positively enough. The true law of attraction does not support this damaging conclusion. The citizens of Iraq, the Sudan, or the Congo are not manifesting the wars that create tragedy every day. Children who are abused have not asked to be hurt, any more than people with cancer have invited it into their bodies. Women who are raped or minorities denied jobs do not deserve their fate. Getting results by focusing on what you truly want is not a license to put down those experiencing misfortune. Please refuse that thought. The Buddha stated the path to peace of mind begins with accepting that life brings suffering to everyone. Jesus reminds us that the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Every spiritual tradition recognizes there are innocent victims. While the great teachers promote positive thinking, they also teach the importance of compassion and helping those in need. To reconcile these conflicting truths is not easy. Living brings suffering, and yet we are capable of manifesting peace of mind and prosperity. I respect the wisdom of many teachers and philosophies. My studies have helped me maintain faith in a positive future. My motto has always been specializing in happy endings. Whether you are currently experiencing luxury or poverty, concentrate on what is most important to you at this time. I'm suggesting that you reach way beyond manifesting a parking space or praying that those you love are safe. Instead, ask for patience and a sense of adventure while trying to park. Hold the safety of your loved ones as a feeling in your heart, and pray to be calm and ready to assist them when problems do occur. There are many methods being promoted to manifest the law of attraction. But for lasting happiness, follow only those that emphasize the importance of gratitude, encourage you to ask for patience, compassion, and success in non-material ways. When you really understand the secret of the law of attraction, you can focus your energy to create a wonderful life that brings happiness and prosperity to others as well as yourself. I suggest you begin your search for greater meaning with the following meditation. It is one that's helped me through many difficult times. This comes from Buddhist teachings and will enhance compassion for yourself and others while activating the law of attraction. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Repeat with the breath at the end of each line. Once you begin to feel peaceful and generous of heart, substitute a loved one's name for I. May my loved one be filled with loving kindness. May my loved one be well. May my loved ones be peaceful and at ease. May my loved ones be happy. From there, expand the meditation to all beings. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. You begin by asking for what you want, followed by offering the gifts to someone you care about, and then for everyone in the world. I wish these for you.
Cynthia has produced an audio guide to positive imagery. Her 90-minute audio tape, Embracing True Prosperity, offers 3 guided visualizations to realize your dreams in the realms of home, health, creativity, and spirit, as well as financial prosperity. It is also available as an audio download on her website. Her book, The Courage to Trust, is a guide to building deep and lasting relationships. It focuses on your relationship with yourself as well as with others. All are available at cynthiawall.com. Production and music for this podcast by Ken Krause.